Amber Swift from Woodstock, Ontario, and now a resident of Toronto. Amber is a self-taught guitarist and percussionist, as well as a trained pianist. Amber Swift is best described as a brilliant jazz vocalist inhabiting the body of a punk folk singer-songwriter. We have the pleasure to talk with Amber Swift about her ideas, her career, and this is what she had to say to all her fans here in Wells.
Well, I started performing when I was 9. I was 10. So I've been performing for a very long time. I started performing in just the school environment, doing school concerts and Christmas pageants and talent shows. And as when I went to university as a 19-year-old, I started to perform in the community at open stages and folk clubs and various other events. And so I've been pursuing the music outside of a school environment for quite some time now. And then I moved to Toronto. Eventually I moved to Toronto and pursued it there for a while and started touring.
How is the community being important in your career as a musician, artist?
I think that art and community form a really beautiful union, and that any form of art can draw people together, especially a type of art that is about an intangible moment, a magical moment that happens and just hangs there and can't really be contained. So theater, live dance, live music, those are types of art that does that. And the opportunity to encounter so many different communities, so many different social political movements across North America and Australia has been a really amazing thing for my music, and it's really been an amazing thing for me as a person, so that extends and informs my music. And I think the process of building that community happens really naturally because people are drawn to that intangible, magical art that happens in live environments, live performance environments. And of course, it's something that I'm very drawn to, which is why I do it.
What is the message that you want to give through your music?
I think the most important message in anyone's art is usually about truth. It's about being true to yourself, about being true to your beliefs and your integrity, and, you know, ideally trying to exact truth from our world. That's a bit of, to me, that's a really general thing that art always tries to do. It takes a piece of oneself and puts it out there, and that is a slice of truth, a slice of human truth. So I think if there's any general message that I'm trying to put out, it's to try and be more open as a person, as a community, as a society, and to honor that truth that we are taught to contain.
Tell us more about the process, internal process, when you see the changes and how you transform
from
right
to more of an activist writer?
Yes.
Well, I think that is in line with my own process as a person. Like I've grown up a lot, and I'll grow up until the day I die. But from the first release, which was an album about my really my limited journey up until that point, I think I've become someone who's just a bit more informed about what's happening within the global world as opposed to just my own personal world. And it's just made me a bit clearer about topics and, you know, political statements over time. That's not to say I still don't write songs about my heart and about my relationships, and I think the personal is political too. Just as time has gone on, I've become more able to articulate how I feel about things.
Why you politics involve your food?
Well, I believe that we as consumers can make huge differences when it comes to how we decide to spend our money. And one of the ways that we spend our money the most frequently, luckily, because we are a first world country, is in the purchase of food, by purchasing food. So here we have this perfect opportunity to make political statements every time we lay our money down for food that we're about to consume with our bodies. And And I think sometimes people forget that there are strong activist statements in daily occurrences like that, like the purchase of your supper. That's a big activist statement. It's a political statement. And then by extension, you know, I have strong feelings about what's happened with the global food production in the last 5 to 10 years, especially the advent of genetically engineered foods and genetic engineering as a whole, which has certainly pushed forth an organic food movement to counteract the non-organic movement, the conventional foods that are, of course, still treated with pesticides and herbicides.